Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Natalie says, I have rejoined Fat Club. We have had a full-on conversation about this podcast in group.
Whoa.
At Slimming World.
Yep.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Clubs. If you've ever thought you'd lose weight because you replaced one meal with a cup of soup, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hello.
Katie is off again this week, so let's find out how the two of us have done.
Oh, no.
And we start with Victoria.
So I've just got to Aldi to do our food shop because I never thought I would say this. I do not think I can eat any more junk food. I mean, let's be honest, I probably will next week or maybe in a couple of days, but... Right now, I need a vegetable in my life. We moved house on Friday, which was stressful anyway. I'd having a nearly one-year-old and the weather in that, and it was just... I mean, let me say, the biscuit tin got hit hard that day. And it's kind of been a bit downhill, really, since Wednesday. So 100% any weight gain, which I know is coming my way, will absolutely be down to that. And that is absolutely fine. But hopefully this is it now for a good few years. This is our new home. So anything that has happened over the last week or something, whatever, it's fine. We won't be doing it again. Although we do have to decorate the entire house. It is going to be a bit of a reno project. So there's a few more excuses in there with the kitchen being redone and walls being dismantled and rebuilt and whatever. So I've still got a few excuses. That's fine. But for this week, I'm hoping to just get a little bit more organised. The kitchen's very nearly unpacked, I think. I'm not entirely sure. I'm sure there's some pans missing and some plates somewhere, but it will be. So my aim is to just get through this week without ordering another takeaway.
Oh, no chance. Zero chance.
I went home yesterday, unpacked the food shopping, put in bits away, found two boxes left for the kitchen that I'd completely forgotten.
Totally.
So, yeah, more bloody stuff to put away in cupboards.
And, yes, that don't exist.
No, they're just cramming and whatever. So, yeah, very, very busy week.
Yes, very busy for the new local takeaways.
Yes.
Okay, what have you tried?
Okay, so I had to write it down.
Have you?
This is how much I've had. Okay, so actually, what do you want first? Do you want the list of things that I've had since Wednesday, or do you want what my result is this week?
Oh my God. No, we want the list first.
Okay, the list. Let's go for the list. So let me just unlock my phone. Okay, lovely.
Wow.
Here we go. So yeah, guys, just proving to you just there is a list.
Oh my God, Victoria.
Okay, so Wednesday... started strong with a Subway for lunch.
Nice.
Followed by an Indian takeaway for dinner.
Nice, nice. Good choices.
Thursday KFC for lunch, which I've not had for a while. So that was nice. Chippy dinner.
Nice.
Lovely.
I've got KFC followed by a chippy tea.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Friday was moving day, so we started off strong with a big Starbucks order. So big coffee, big breakfast.
Nice.
And then we were limited with what we could have on the Friday because we were just knackered. So again, we had a chippy dinner again. So two nights in a row.
Had the best.
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't have been my choice, but we were a little bit like stuck. I mean, with the weather, my boyfriend got stuck for 4 hours in Chesterfield trying to get from one side of town to the other. So by the time he got to us, we were like, just freaking order anything.
Yeah.
Saturday, Costa breakfast. So a different coffee chain. And then a chicken kebab and pita bread for dinner. So mixed up a little
bit. Healthy, darling. That's sure. Health.
Did you buy that from a chippy?
I don't know. It was on Just Eat, so it could well have been.
Right.
I don't know. And then Sunday, sausage sandwich from a local cafe.
Not even made your own?
No.
Okay,
I have not been shopping for 2 weeks. So, right. And then last night I did make, Sunday night I did make a dinner, but it was chicken drumsticks in the air fryer with frozen chips. So I've eaten a lot of chips.
You really have.
So that is my list since Wednesday.
Okay, can we guess what you've put on?
Please do. Please.
Because I'm saying again.
Sure.
Producer Paul, you have worked with us for many years. You know what sort of gain we can have after a week like that, but also you do know it's Victoria.
Yeah, I do know it's Victoria. I would say you've probably done a lot of exercise in that time, but also I've worked on this podcast a long time, so I know exercise does not assist with weight loss.
It doesn't. In fact, it hinders it in many ways.
It's got to be a 3-pound gain. Ooh, it's got to be.
I'm going to go 4.5.
Okay, going with the half there. Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Well, I can confirm that you're both wrong.
More?
Less.
Oh, less.
I only put on a pound.
What?
After all that, I stepped on the scales this morning and I was like, what the hell? I had to find the scales. Let me get that, you know, out.
Dust them down.
Dust them down. I mean, could it be new floor, new bathroom floor, bit wonky? I don't know. It was a very old house.
Oh, that is true. It is a new floor. Oh,
yeah.
They've not been calibrated.
They really haven't.
Well, I'm not waiting on a bloody shag pile. Yeah. So bathroom's the only one that I can do.
Well, in a way, we're going back to zero again then, aren't we? Because you're on a new floor.
No, yeah, absolutely of course, not.
Yeah.
No,
hold on, let me just delete this from the spreadsheet.
Don't take that away from me.
£1 is epic.
Ridiculous.
Is epic.
I've just done a quick calculation there and all the chippy trip and then the oven chips. You have eaten 1 million chips in the last week, Victoria.
Is it just 1 million?
Yep.
Do you know what? This is good though, because when Ethan reacted to potatoes were out of my diet for a couple of months. So I feel like I have well and truly made up for that.
Oh,
now.
Oh yeah, you've still got your yearly quota.
I have. I definitely haven't gone over that.
Don't worry about that. Can you walk to these places?
I think there's a couple, but I don't know. So that seems a lot of effort.
Victoria, we are 4 doors away from a Chinese.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice.
We've moved onto a main street. And so we can smell the Chinese. We're just like,
that would kill me.
Oh, go on then. Oh. Go on again.
Well, luckily, because we haven't got the internet and we haven't for the next week, it is very hard to order food. Like, you do have to go outside to order it, and that does seem a bit more effort now.
I rang the Chinese on the way home from Slimming World when I was stuck in traffic, and then I parked up at home and walked and brought it in.
Wow.
It's such a great way of living. If you've never lived that close to a takeaway, guys, I can thoroughly recommend
it. You'll be sick of it soon.
Nah. It's a big menu. I got a lot to get through. What I want to talk to you about is your need for veg. Because this reminds me of every holiday I ever go on.
It did feel a little bit like that. Yeah, it did yesterday when I went to Aldi. I was like, oh my God, give me a broccoli.
Yeah.
So we did actually have stir fry for dinner last night. I mean, the sauce might have been a bit questionable, but I mean, I've got to break myself in gently.
Yeah, and you fried it in probably oil.
Sure.
A lot of oil. Not, that wasn't a fry light stir fry.
No, it definitely wasn't. But I had some green. And I think that's good going after basically a week of beige.
Fine.
So yes, I feel like that's be good. That's good now. I'm
new
fine.
Home, new start. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure. I feel like that myself.
Honestly, I feel like I've done. I don't know. Like the last week, I don't know how I've only managed to gain a pound. So I was fully prepared again, once again, to just write the rest of this year off.
Yeah.
But something just keeps pulling me back in. And I'm going to finish.
You're still on. We had a message, and forgive me, I don't know the name of this lady who messaged with a real burn to me, because when you were moving house,
yes,
and you did a few stories about moving house, this lady said, well, at least one of you is not using that as an excuse for gaining weight. So I was like, oh, she's having a real go at me. So obviously I did a message about we are still friends, and it's absolutely fine. And I would like to say to this anonymous lady, just you wait for a few weeks, because Victoria will be using this as an absolute excuse for the rest of the year.
Oh, I don't know. But one thing is for certain, though, the Easter eggs made it in one piece.
Yeah, oh God,
and they are safely tucked away in the cupboard, ready for me to have them
when
very
she's
soon.
Allowed dairy again.
Yeah.
She will be. Well, well done, darling.
Thank
That's
you.
A result this week. We have reintroduced our excuse of the week. Each episode, we will hear an excuse that you've used or heard at a slimming club. So send them in and you could be featured in a future podcast. This week's is from Chrissy, who says, we had someone blame allergies. God, I'm in the right group here. We had someone blame allergies. She reeled them off. Gluten, dairy, wheat, then rats.
Rats?
Like, rats are part of a diet.
Oh.
I'm allergic to rats, so that's why I've put weight on. Because you two are allergy king and queen, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Long may we reign. Gluten is mine. She reeled off gluten and wheat there,
which is the same thing,
yes, as a celiac.
I didn't even know that.
Wheat, barley and rye.
I mean, mine's not by choice. Mine's not my immune system fucking me over. Mine's my child. So.
Oh, yeah, you're blaming the child. Paul's just weak. Yeah.
Well, I have got a tough story about half a packet of Quavers really took me down this weekend.
Wasn't
a joke. I was out on a long walk.
It's just the weakest of all the crisps. Like, Quavers are gorge, but they are pathetic as a crisp.
Oh, yeah, there's no calories in there at all.
You've been taken down by a Quaver.
I was on a long walk through the woods, really hit a wall and needed some food. I was carrying my wife's bag at the time, rifled through, found an out-of-date packet of Quavers.
Oh, desperate. Maybe it's because they were out of date. That's what's done it.
Maybe it is. There's all kinds of poisons in there. Started eating them as I was looking on the back, see that it's got gluten in. So I stopped. 48 hours later, I'm still not right, guys.
Now, as a celiac, you think you would check every single ingredient on everything that you eat?
I was 4 kilometres into the woods.
That's
you might not have
far.
Even seen me all the time.
Oh, God. Well, that's made me happy. Okay, here, get yours in, please. You know where we are on our socials. If, like with a box of October mince pies, which are a thing, one episode of this podcast is simply not enough, you can treat yourself to extra portions and sign up to our Patreon page. We have over 160 bonus episodes, the chance of winning 100 quid each month, and random giveaways too. Well done to Emma Hollingdrake, who won last week. And she said this to me when we gave her the prize.
Oh, yes.
I've booked in a 90-minute full body aromatherapy massage in a few weeks, and then I'm going to go for lunch after.
God,
that's
that
a good
a dream right now.
Isn't it? Well
done. I need a spa day after moving.
Well, you do.
I really do.
Next week on the podcast, you can win a Just Eat gift card. So make sure you are a member by next Thursday if you want
can
to win.
Can I enter that? Because I do feel like I need that.
Are you a member of Patreon?
No. I don't support our own podcast.
Then no. Producer Paul is. So
I am.
He could technically win.
I subscribe every month.
He could win.
Well done.
For nothing in return.
It's £3 a month, and you'll also be able to claim your weight loss certificates from us. Congratulations to Suzanne Drain and Claire Jones, who've got their Half Stone Awards, and Lauren Davies and Kirsty Ann on your 1.5 stone
Brilliant.
Certificates as well. All you need to do is search for us in Patreon in the app, or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. A reminder too that we've also got our fun size episodes now every Tuesday on this feed. Right, before we move on to the update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us. We are at Secret Slim Pod on all socials now. We're on TikTok as well. Plus, we are the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook, so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Natalie says, I have rejoined Fat Club and I raced home as I had to tell you what happened.
Oh, go on.
We have had a full-on conversation about this podcast in group.
Whoa.
At Slimming World.
Yep. And it was initiated by the leader.
Oh!
It started off with a talk about the Slimming World podcast, and then she said, there's another slimming podcast that I listen to, which is hilarious.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I couldn't help myself and said, are you talking about the Secret World of Slimming Clubs? That then went into a full-on recommendation to everyone in the group from her.
Wow.
About it being funny, real, and relatable.
Wow.
She even joked about MMB and the Yacht Fund.
Wow.
Tonight was the best group ever.
Oh my God, they want us because they know that we'll be paying that group forever. Because you don't pay when you get to Target.
Do you think we should go and just visit them?
Absolutely not.
Sign autographs.
I don't want my leader to know. So I don't want any leaders dobbing me in. If you listen to this podcast, you are my friend.
I feel like this podcast would be popular with Slimming World on the ground floor among the group leaders.
Yes.
Higher up in the boardroom, less convinced.
Not so much.
The minions, basically.
Rachel Bamford says, I've been doing double moms. I've been having soup and salad every day. Now, moms, as a reminder, make one meal
sambuca. Soup.
Make one meal soup or make one meal salad, depending on time of year. Rachel's done both this week and lost 5.5 pounds.
No way.
Gosh. Yeah.
I mean, it is soup season.
It's soup
season. We're getting into it now.
I'm into it. Because it's cold. There's a chill in the air. Get
there
the Heinz.
Is a chill in the
get
air.
The Heinz cans out, guys.
other brands are available.
No, they're not.
Katie says, anyone else just forget that you're on a diet all the time. I've had a meal out tonight. I was 3/4 of the way through a tally tray and a pizza when I suddenly realised that I'm getting weighed tomorrow. I've forgotten I'm on the diet for the last 4 days. There is no hope, and that's $5.95 down the shitter.
Yes, when you forget you're on a diet, sometimes for half an hour. When I'm going through some chalky digestives,
that's for 4 days to forget though.
Sure. Katie, we've clocked you. We know it. Zara Bartlett says, my boyfriend ran the Oxford Half Marathon today, so I bought him a donut. But what does that mean? I also needed a donut after shopping for 2 hours and then walking to the finish line. That is
same.
That's the same
just the
thing.
One donut
just
for
the one donut.
For the boyfriend. Okay.
But she also needed one. Well, she'd been shopping 2 hours.
Yeah, it's a long time.
That's hard.
She could have got sponsored by the British Heart Foundation as well.
She really could. Great work. Selfless, Sarah. Selfless.
Kirsty Ann _SW says, I wanted to share that today I went to Clark's Village with some friends. We sat in the gourmet burger kitchen for lunch. They had burgers and fries, and I had a Diet Coke and snacked on some fruit that I'd prepared earlier.
Wow.
Living that hashtag slimming angel life.
Do you remember? I've been to McDonald's before and taken my own couscous.
That's pathetic.
I think though, I vaguely remember being in that zone.
Yeah, that one time.
That one time I took my own Tupperware. Oh,
gourmet burger kitchen. It's quite a nice burger joint.
Oh, it's gorgeous. The smells in there are amazing.
But I don't think you could take your own food into places
like
that.
Well, Sheila smuggled. That's the smuggling, isn't it?
You think it needs pointing out that Kirsty Ann sent that message in all caps as though it's the most dramatic thing that's ever happened.
I think she wanted to make sure that we got to that comment.
It really is dramatic.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Hardcore dieting. Well done.
Oh,
Natalie Deal says, humble brag time. Oh, we're ending on highs here. Humble brag time. I've actually stuck to a plan. The Yacht Fund for 10 whole days.
Wow.
She's been doing Slimming World properly for 10 days and this is what can happen. I lost 5 pounds at group. I had great on-plan packed lunches. I did my food diaries for the last 10 days. But the best thing I've done in 10 days is I've gone cold turkey on crisps. And I haven't actually missed them.
You could never. You could never do that.
Do you think?
Oh, God, no. Yeah, there's no way you'd give up crisps.
Do you remember that day, though, I said to my boyfriend, don't let me have crisps. And,
I
had one good day.
Do you have crisps every day?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
couldn't.
That's why you can do it.
Let's not say definitely, but I think so. I think I do.
I might have to go cold turkey after those quavers. Oh. You guys, still getting bad memories about it.
It's too much information.
A quaver took him down. Please just message that this week. That's all I want to see.
Oh.
If anybody has got good skills, tech skills, and they can superimpose.
Please make that the title of this week's episode.
Oh, please.
A quaver took me down.
I don't think you're taking it with the drama that it actually happened. 4 kilometres into the woods this happened.
Okay.
I could still be there.
Did you have to do something else in the woods or were you okay?
Oh.
It takes a while for it to go through the system,
okay.
Victoria.
Okay, thank you.
Not if you're allergic to gluten, though. It could have gone straight through.
Yeah, okay. They're lighter than air, though, aren't they, quavers?
They
so
are.
Gravity don't grab them like other creatures. Okay.
It's crazy that it took you down so much then, really.
Like serious. I said before, I love quavers, but they are pathetic
they
as
are.
A
quiz. They are.
Just shows how serious this condition is that I've got that okay. No one else takes seriously.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shaming Again sticker. You just need to get in touch with your name and address.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, let's get our next update, and it's from me.
I have not completely stuck to plan again. I was talking yesterday about going to McDonald's. A lot of you said don't get the Philly steak burger because it's really disappointing. You are all wrong, because I did get it, and it was freaking delicious. The downside to this week is that I have reintroduced myself to Marmite cheese. Ooh. So you get a little bag, little net of Marmite cheeses. I think one is a healthy extra A, so you are allowed them on Slimming World, but they are so Moorish, it's crazy. So I've got to learn to limit myself this week with the Marmite cheese reintroduction. And of course, moms should be back, right? This week it's turned, the weather has turned. Make one meal soup. M-O-M-S. Make one meal soup. I'm just chanting it to remind myself. I'm back at my own group this week. I think probably that's it now for going to different groups for a while. So I've got that guilt already.
It's so different when you go to your own group. Do you remember this when you used to go?
I mean, it was a very long time
ago. It was a long time ago. But when you go to another group, you are still committing to a diet because you're still being weighed. Mm. But you definitely don't give as much of a shit.
Oh, no, of course not. I do remember that, actually, yeah.
It's like when there's a new leader in, like, if your leader's on holiday, you don't follow it as much. You just don't. And now I'm back with my gorge leader, who I absolutely love, which
right,
is why I...
Up.
And if she's listening now, hi, darling.
Creep.
That's why I travel to her, though, because she is good.
No, you travel because you don't want anyone to know... Like when you go,
that's
and,
a secondary
know.
Reason.
Okay,
main reason, guys, got a great leader.
Sure,
very much.
Is that why you're doing really well on Slimming World? Because yes, she's so all inspiring.
All the success she brought you.
Right, you two can piss right off because I have been on her scales.
Okay,
and I got to say, I did talk to her about the group I went to where the scales were on carpet.
Oh God, and not that again! Not
so
the shag pile.
Yeah, well, now they have in my group as well. And she said, "Oh, that's absolutely terrible." She said, "What I've done when I've filled in for groups before and they've only been carpet, she takes two bits of wood." She does for the scales to go on because she agreed with me. UK is not a fair reflection of your weight.
Why don't you just rip the carpet up and I've done with it?
Well, maybe she will do next time. But when you're in a church, you've got to be respectful. And so she said she takes bits of wood with her. And that's why. And again, that is why she's one of the greatest of all the leaders.
Oh.
In her boot at all times is six garden slabs in case a weigh-in just breaks out
that's
wherever
what
she's
I was
driving.
Thinking. I was like, what does she do? Just carry bits of wood around with her all the time.
You two are taking a piss. And I thought that what a brilliant. Thank God I'm back with your group, darling, because you know flooring. She knows flooring. She's not stupid.
Okay, go on then. How have you done? Back to normal group?
Back to normal group.
Okay.
I have lost weight this
week.
Wow.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you now that I think I've only lost weight because I'm back on those scales.
Ah, right.
Because I lost 3 pounds.
What?
Whoa.
Thank you, Paul. That was the correct reaction.
I mean, it was shock rather than impressed.
And I don't, like,
you,
I haven't.
You don't lose 3 pounds.
No, but that's my point. I think that, and they say at Slimming World, if you go to different scales, it will think it's exactly the same. I don't think it is. Mm. I think on her scales, I weigh a certain amount and it's the same floor in each week, guys. And now I've got back, it's really leveled me right back to where I should be, which is 3 pounds lighter than what the other fucking group said. Because I've not done anything.
What was
to
your
deserve
result last
it.
Week? I can't remember.
I maintained.
Oh, okay.
So I was sat there through group thinking I could be Slimmer of the Week with this bloody bullshit.
Did you get Slimmer of the Week this week?
No, someone lost 4 pounds. I was furious.
Hold on. No, you put on a pound and a half last week.
Oh, is that what I did?
Oh, but you evened it out because we had 2 weeks, didn't we, where we didn't weigh.
Oh,
you didn't
so
weigh for
confused.
2 weeks.
This...
Oh, was it? Because we didn't
this
have
podcast
a
is such a sham.
We didn't have a podcast, but we recorded last week, but then you didn't go to your normal group for like 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks, because as you know, I've been the backbone of the company I work for,
sure.
So I've been very much doing OT overtime. Anyway, it's guys, I'm back where I belong with the right leader who understands how to actually fucking weigh me.
Okay.
And as a consequence, I've lost 3 pounds. Now, maybe I'm going to make an announcement.
What, another one?
Wow. Are you going to advertise your leader's laminate floor business?
Okay, fine. Maybe,
I need some more flooring, actually, so...
Me being at Target for Christmas is off.
Oh, my God. You're finally... It's November next week and you finally realise that.
Because what I want to get to first is the weight I was at the start of the year. I feel like if I can lose a few pounds, then I'm starting again.
Joke.
No, but Victoria, you've got to be honest with yourself. And that's what I prize myself on. Absolute honesty.
So how much has Joe got to lose then?
£3 up for the year.
Yeah, is, so if as, right, so I've got £3 to go to start again.
Yeah. You're saying that as though, like, that. Forget target
gospel.
Weight. This is going to be really impressive.
So in 2 weeks, I've got 2 weeks to go, I think. And then I'll be like, right, now I'm on an even keel. Off we go.
For the year.
To see what I can lose this year.
Was it last year that you put on a pound?
No, I lost a stone last year.
Did you?
Yeah, I lost a stone last year. And I've let's just say I've currently not lost a stone in total. So I've got to get back to that.
If you can just break even, I think you'll be lucky this year.
Well, you can also fuck off, so that's fine.
So your goal is to maintain for 2023.
No.
So basically, just... Delete every episode from this year. Let's just delete it. It's been a waste.
I'm going to get to start again within 2 weeks. That's my pledge to you.
Okay.
I will be even in 2 weeks' time. And then God knows what I can do in the 7 weeks that follow.
But Joe, it's all right because next year's target year.
I know. That's why it's exciting.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Joe, if you end up maintaining for the year.
I won't. I'll have lost.
The last episode we do this year. We are going to end that episode with you apologising to all listeners for wasting their time this year.
Okay.
At least one of us has actually successfully lost a lot of weight this year.
Well,
I will carry this podcast. It's fine.
Depending on how I do, can we keep the podcast going up to Christmas Eve? Because I just don't know.
Why? Just go to New Year. Let's okay. just do a New Year special.
Right.
That's fine.
I feel like you two are taking the piss, but everyone else is on my side. And
you keep telling yourself that. That's fine.
I think the messages we get will support that. Listen, I've lost 3 pounds anyway, so fuck all
Have
of you.
Have you though?
Let's move on to the least supportive diet partner nomination. This is for Claire Terry, who says, least supportive diet partner goes to my 3.5-year-old. She didn't finish her small McDonald's fries or her vegan Magnum, so I had to. Hashtag mum life. Also, don't judge my parenting. This is really great. Macca's fries and a Magnum. Is that good mumming? Good parenting, Victoria? I'm not a parent.
Sure.
But I mean, assume it's a good
honestly,
thing.
Ethan goes through phases of only wanting beige things. I mean, I don't know where he gets that from.
Can you even remember being that little where a small packet of fries was too much?
No.
It's a mouthful to me.
It's a chaser.
Well done, Claire. Well done, Claire. Right, let's get some more of your stories.
And Harrod Sharp says, soup is in the soup maker to start moms from tomorrow. And today my husband gets me chocolate for our anniversary.
Wow.
Only one thing to do. I've got to eat it all today.
I had that very discussion with a lady I was sat next to at Slimming World yesterday. She said, I would have done so good, but my husband bought me two boxes of toffee fees and he knows I love them. So I said, well, what did you do? She said, well, I ate them all so I could start again the next day. I was like, well, that is what you should do.
Boys make you fat. How many more times?
After I asked about eating ripe bananas before weighing, this was on an Insta story.
Okay.
And I got a theory into my head because, you know, bananas weigh heavy, guys. So if you have one on weigh day, bound to put on. I was saying, if you have them really ripe, surely they don't weigh as heavy because they're half digested already. So they are getting through you quicker. This is what I was saying on Insta story.
I did miss that. God.
This is the reply I got from Philippa.
Okay.
Who says, according to my husband, who is a chef, that's how they should be eaten because that's when they're at their sweetest. According to me, they're way too ripe and only good for banana bread. As for which is better before weighing, ripe or green bananas, he says that if you eat them really ripe, they should keep the sugar cravings under control. So in theory, be better. But he also rolled his eyes and muttered, well, if that lot diet like you do, which is rude, a little bit rude from him. But are we moving into a world where we can have ripe bananas before weighing?
I love ripe bananas. Just as they're about to turn.
Yeah.
My favourite. Love it.
I agree.
Yeah, me
not,
too.
Not black, but black speckles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy totally. With
I
black,
love
speckles.
Black speckles. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, are you?
Because
yeah.
I do think it's right with the sweet. Like,
yeah,
because they are very, very sweet.
Mushier, sweeter. And we're now maybe turning as a podcast into endorsing bananas.
Oh, I mean, I was never off them, but okay.
That's true. That is true.
Another Philippa said, please don't hate me, but I lost weight this week doing producer Paul's three match.
Yeah. You don't need snacks.
Well, you do because you had some Quavers.
True.
And it was £6. I do feel as if I've let everyone down. Well, she has.
She really has.
P.S. It wasn't deliberate. The week's been crazy. No time to snack.
So she's done your diet by mistake.
Okay, this is a horrible trend, both on this podcast and on our radio show. Mm. Anytime anyone does something I suggest or agrees with me, they apologise for it.
Good.
Just so you know, you don't need to do that. I make a lot of great points, and if you agree with them, that's fine. You shouldn't be ashamed.
I messaged her back when she said, I do feel like I've let everyone down. I messaged her back and I said, the only reason we're still letting you be part of our social media is because it was by mistake.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's
fine.
If they'd have followed producer Paul's
on
three
purpose.
Mad diet, yeah.
Blocked and deleted.
Gone. You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame In Again sticker. Right, it's time for my prize. Slimmer of the Week award. Producer Paul, crown me and then we can move on.
Congratulations to Joe for being Slimmer of the Week for the first time since August.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, that's only 2 months ago.
That's a long time.
Okay, I accept.
I accept. I don't know. Scales, different floors. Well, who really knows what's real?
I do agree with that. I really do agree. I think the flooring has really fucked me over the last few weeks. Anyway, I will accept the Slimmer of the Week award. Right, that's it for this week. But you can chat to us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We'll be back on Monday for Patreon members, and don't forget to check out the Secret World of Slimming Club's Fun Size on Tuesday, and the main episode is back here on Thursday. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.